Welcome to the Business Matters podcast, In Conversation. And in today's show, we're going to delve into the world of education, career developments, and the future of work. I'm your host, Richard Alvin, and with my guests, we'll be exploring T-levels in depth, why they're beneficial to young people, and why so many businesses should be hiring, or considering hiring, T-level students. T-levels are specialised technical courses that focus on specific industries, ranging from construction to digital, and education to health and sciences. These courses provide a combination of classroom learning and on-the-job training with the aim of equipping students with practical experience and skills demanded by employers.
I'm pleased to be joined today by Danny Brett. Danny is an experienced executive leader who throughout his career so far has held a variety of roles in education and professional settings, including primary, secondary, further, general and specialist and higher education, as well as positions pertinent to his work in education, such as roles within Pearson Education, the Association of Colleges, two positions within the Hull and East Yorkshire Local Enterprise Partnership, and is currently Vice Chair of the T-Levels Ambassador Network.
Hi, Danny.
Hi there, Richard.
Danny, could you give us an overview of exactly what T-Levels are and why they're good for students and employers?
Yeah, so T-Levels are a national qualification available in England to those students aged 16 plus, roughly equivalent to 3A levels, and include a mandatory industry placement element. They're a great way for employers of all sizes, and I really want to emphasise that point because these are a great qualification choice and benefit employers of all sizes, not just your larger employers. And they help employers attract young talent into their recruitment pipeline. They're also beneficial for students who want to build their network and gain valuable experience in their chosen sector and subsequently, obviously, kickstart their career.
Danny, you're joined today by a student, James Lack, who, along with his brother, John, are both engaged in the T-level process. So would you like to find out a bit more about how John came about doing his T-level?
Thanks, Richard. I'd love to. I think the first question, a really obvious one, how did you find out about T-levels?
So the first way I found out about the T-levels was when I went to just open days to see what was going around at my local college, at Barnes College. And then all of a sudden there was this room where you could go see about this new T-level. And it's like, oh, what's this? We'll go and venture. And then that's where it began, often looking at the open day and seeing what there is to it.
So looking at all the different qualifications that you could have taken, what inspired you to take a T-level in particular?
So what inspired me to take the T-level was that it was not A-level, because I wanted to go down the apprenticeship route, BTEC route, and that's the way that I've always wanted to go, because I work more hands-on than exam-based. But whereas with the T-level, it was a mixture of both, and it gives you the same qualifications as an A-level, but also as a BTEC. So there's a in-the-middle gap, so you can learn hands-on, but also in the classroom with the theory side of it.
That's really interesting. I've had the pleasure of speaking to you on numerous occasions at different events. What was the highlight of your T-level journey, if you had to pick up one thing?
If I had to pick one thing, I enjoyed the work placement side of it, just because I learned the theory in the classroom, and that's just like, here's all the information that you'll need to know for the industry. But then when you go onto site, it all dumped, and everything that you learned was already on site. So different types of installation, different type of methods were all there ready to show you what it looks like in person and how it's used.
That sounds great. So I think you did your industry placement at Wilmot Dixon.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about how that industry placement came about in the first instance?
So Wilmot Dixon, it was with Wilmot Dixon Interiors. It's their like a little subcategory of a company. And they pretty much came to Barnes College and went, they knew about the T-level, and then they came to Barnes College and went, we're here for some like work placement students. So then we got offered to the whole class, and it was only two of us took the opportunity to be interviewed by the company, and then they came back and went, yes, we'll take you on. And then we both went to separate sites. So we both were in Leeds, and ended up the Quarry House in Leeds. So we're working on the Level 8 project.
That sounds fantastic. So obviously, clearly you've impressed Wilmot Dixon. What type of work were you doing while you was on industry placement?
So my main role for my work placement was shadowing Brian Cole. He was the project manager on site. So he were organising what objectives had to be completed for the certain times and certain in that certain week, etc. But then this is, I also then went and followed the site manager, and I also worked with some of the installation partition team, and then worked with them and saw how they ran with a subcontract. It was subcontractor instead of main contractor. So I went all over site, just popping from group to group to see how everyone worked in the group as a team.
And I understand Brian was a real help and support. It must have been fantastic having that type of mentor figure while he was on industry placement.
100%, yes. Brian Cole was really pushing me to be there and always wanted me to learn new stuff and teach me new software programs, just what they used. But then I also got the opportunity to go down to London to go twice to go down to London to go to their architectural headquarters. So I spent 4 days with the architectural team down there.
That sounds great. So fast forward, T-level in the bag with a fantastic grade. What are you up to now? I understand you're at Lincoln University. Can you tell us what programme you're studying and a little bit more about that programme?
Yeah, so from graduating from T-level, I'm now at Lincoln University studying Architecture, Science and Technology. So this is pretty much straight next step to off the T-level, in my opinion, because what I've learned in my first year is pretty much all come from the 2 years at T-level. So it's all my knowledge is now passed on to that side of it. So it's now helping me get the grades I need there.
So from your perspective, do you feel like your T-level has given you that foundation to make a successful transition onto your university programme at Lincoln?
Yes, I think with that, it's allowed for a straight transition. It's literally taking a little extra step and going, oh, we're moving up to uni now. It's a bit more, but there's also a lot of information just repeating. I feel like I've had a bigger heads up of what's coming up in my first year than someone who hasn't done the T-level. Just because I've got all the information that I've got from the 2 years and they've just went, oh, I want to come and do this course. And it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what different type of, so such as like floor plans and details, they don't know that, whereas I've got a bit more knowledge compared to them.
So looking even further forward then to your longer term career plans, what does the future like for Mr. Lamb?
Hopefully, I would really like to stay into the industry. So staying there and working within the industry. So I'm looking to become and work with the architectural teams for any company at the moment. And it's just like pushing myself down that route and trying to get extra work placements and trying to get my name known to different companies.
And I suppose the one question that everybody will want me to ask is, if you had any tips and advice for any potential T-level students, what would that be?
The tips I'd say is probably always make sure that you know what you're doing, what's going to happen on the day, especially when you come to like your work placements. You want to know and be there early to show that you're punctual, you're on time, you want to always be there and stay, and to show that you may want to try and get an apprenticeship with them in the future. And yeah, pretty much trying to keep there, show your face, always be there. Always be on their shoulder, pretty much.
Joined now by a student, James Lack. James is currently a T-level student studying digital support services at Barnsley College. He's passionate about IT and computing, and he decided to do a T-level to get hands-on industry experience in a subject that he loves. So he's now based at a local manufacturing company, Distinction Doors, and James gets to experience real challenges and opportunities whilst also working in the IT industry. Hi, James.
Hi, Richard. I'm currently studying the Digital Support Services T-level at Barnsley College. Today I'm specialising in networking and cybersecurity, and it's a really interesting course. When I came to decide what T-level I wanted to study, I knew I wanted to do it in the subject I enjoyed most at school, which was computing. It's also the subject I got the highest grade in, so it just made sense. The T-level has allowed me to really focus my learning in one direction and develop specialist skills at a faster pace. I also really enjoyed work placement.
James, it's very clear that obviously businesses actually play a vital role in shaping the curriculum and the delivery of the T-levels. And by collaborating with education institutions, they actually contribute to the development of future talent and ensure that the vocational courses align with industry needs. Danny, can we come back to you about what businesses that engage with T-levels actually gain benefits-wise themselves?
Yes, I'm lucky enough to be one of the leadership team. I'm the vice chair of the National T-Level Ambassador Network, which is the sister network to the Apprenticeship Ambassador Network. We've been working as a leadership team now for approximately 2 years, and we're really working hard to develop a really solid list of employers, providers, and interested stakeholders under the umbrella of the Ambassador Network, which is predominantly an advocacy network for T-levels, but it also provides an opportunity for sharing of good practice and that community-based approach to advocating T-levels. We're really conscious that we want to make sure that the Ambassador Network provides real value for its members, but in actual fact, the real value is its members. So given the list of the wide range of events that we complete across the calendar year, we see this as a really great opportunity to bring all these like-minded people together to share their experiences and also support and challenge each other in a positive way to make sure that they can deliver either the best possible T-level as a provider or the best possible industry placement as an employer. We also use the network as a trusted partner to support the development of various pieces of T-level policy and materials, because we have that opportunity to feed back the network's views and opinions through to the Department for Education and other stakeholders, which again gives the employer, gives the provider that opportunity to be at the forefront of T-level development on an.
John, can I ask you a sort of similar question, really?
Yeah. So I joined the Ambassador Network because I'm a massive fan of the T-levels, and I feel like it's something that everyone should really go deep into. And as someone that thrives through the practical learning environment, the qualifications were suited to me perfectly, and I wanted others to know about the benefits too. It's not all about the traditional pathways, but there's also a lot of education routes out there, and it's important to explore what is available to you.
James, have you got anything you want to add here?
Yeah, like John said, I also really enjoy learning in a practical space. I also wanted to join the Ambassador Network simply because I like spending time around Dublin. Being an ambassador has allowed us to really explore this passion as a team, and together we're helping inspire the next generation of T-level students. It's a great feeling being part of this community.
Danny, have you got, for our business audience listening to this, have you actually got anything you want to be saying to them to actually encourage them as well?
Yes, obviously the T-Level Ambassador Network, it brings together a range of dedicated employers, providers, advocating for the benefits of technical education within the business community. And it's a great way for employers and students to build those connections. And together, we hope to inspire that future or those future generations of T-Level students. Schemes like T-Levels, like we've discussed, offer employers that early access to their talent pool. And it's a great way for students to pick up those real life working skills and obviously build their network for the future. I think from my perspective, if you're an employer listening to this and you're struggling to hire fresh talent, which is a problem for a lot of employers, none more so than within SMEs, I'd definitely recommend exploring the T-Level Ambassador Network. We're always looking to grow our community. And if you wanted to find out more, just Google becoming a T-Level Ambassador on gov.uk, and that'll give you all the information you need. And if there's anything on there that you need additional information on, then please just use the appropriate links and we'll get back to you in the quickest possible fashion to answer those questions.
I mean, it seems to me that T-level students really do bring a unique set of skills to the workplace. Are there any additional benefits that potential students should be considering when they get their GCSE results in a few weeks' time on 24th of August? Or how T-level students getting their results on the 17th of August should be proud of their achievements and enjoy that next step, be it university, apprenticeship or a full-time role? James, as someone that's just gone through this, what do you think?
Yeah, I think a lot of people still don't really understand what T-levels are. So they tend to think about A-levels as the next step after GCSEs. But traditional pathways aren't the only choice. T-levels are a great way to get on hands-on experience in the industry you love, where every day you'll face new challenges as you learn in the workplace and in the classroom. My T-levels allowed me to pursue my passion in computing, and I can't wait to see what the next step is.
John, as someone that's going through it, what do you think?
Yeah, so the reality is T-levels are still quite new, which is all the more reason students should be proud of themselves on Results Day. This has been a relatively new qualification. Not many people study T-level, and what you're doing is special and unique, and it should be extremely proud. There are also great stepping stones to other opportunities, such as myself. I've gone to university and now continue my studies, but you can also explore apprenticeships or even head straight into full-time employment. The choice is yours in the end.
Danny, how can these students and employers, you know, future talent pipeline, how can they think about this fresh thinking, new ideas and skills to the workplace? You know, what should they be doing?
T-level students obviously are really making such a difference, even at this early stage, to the UK workforce. They're helping plug skills gaps across a range of industries, which is vital, obviously, in the current climate. Students themselves are able to bring what they've learned in the classroom back into the workplace and vice versa, in order to have that real impact on the business that they're supporting as an industry placement student. I think for me, these benefits span across both the student and also the employer. And for me, as a prospective student and as a prospective industry placement employer, it's definitely something I would be looking at and putting high on my agenda to find out more about if I wasn't fully aware of the benefits right now.
I mean, the advantages for business are clear, Danny. So I think, you know, by embracing T-levels, companies not only gain access to that diverse talent pool, but also contribute to actually shaping the future UK workforce. And that concludes our deep dive into T-levels, exploring their benefits for young people and why businesses should consider hiring T-level students. These qualifications provide a unique opportunity for students to gain practical skills and industry experience, making them an asset to any organisation. To find out more about T-Levels, search Skills Revolution, or to find out more about joining the T-Level Ambassador Network, search Becoming a T-Level Ambassador on gov.uk. Thank you for joining me on In Conversation, the Business Matters podcast, with me, your host, Richard Alvin. Make sure to tune in next time for another enlightening episode where we continue to explore the UK SME business sector. Take care and stay curious.